Listen to a psychologist talking about modern families. The last 20 years or so have seen a huge change in the family dynamic. As the number of divorces has increased, there are more single-parent households than ever before. And by single-parent household, I mean a child or children who live with and are being raised by one parent only, and seldom, if ever, see the other parent. This shouldn't be confused with a single-person household, which basically means one person living by themselves, whether that's in a shared house or in a single unit, like a studio apartment. Marriage in many countries seems to be going out of fashion, and divorced parents, rather than choosing to make their relationship official when they meet someone new, often just move in with their new partners. The resulting new household of adults and the children of those adults is known as a blended family. Interestingly, research has revealed that young people find it extremely tricky to adjust to this new environment. They may be missing the absent parent's parenting style and find it hard to establish a close bond with their new siblings, though they're not siblings in the true sense of the word, of course, as they're not biologically related. They can end up becoming defensive and having arguments about this and that until things settle down and they get used to sharing the living space. In time, of course, the relationships among the family members evolve and a new norm follows. We also mustn't overlook the extended family and its value. In many cultural groups, the extended family prevails, and this works very well for all involved. Aging or ill family members are taken care of, and grandparents who are no longer working can be relied on to provide childcare. This goes a long way in strengthening ties and promoting tolerance and understanding between the generations.